everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland, getting ready for an exciting podcast with not only Jamie and Mikey, but we have a very special guest in the house today. Everyone say hello to Dana.
Hey, Dana.
Now, you know Dana because we talk about her all the time on
research
this podcast.
Dana. Yes.
She's research Dana, but she's also senior writer Dana, and she's also a fabulous actress. You're a jack of all trades. I don't know what you are. You're a person of many talents.
Oh, thank you.
Jamie, what were you going to say about Dana?
Oh, I could talk forever about Dana.
What were you going to say about Dana?
Dana's the best. She's like, Dana is the unofficial member of this team because she is always behind the scenes. She is, you know, pulling all the helpful information, and she will put the phonetic, like, the way for me to say it so I don't screw it up.
Yes.
Every once in a while I see a word, I'm like, oh, that's going to be a problem.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
So to clarify, Dana is an official member of the Hungry Girl team, and she is an official member of the podcast
team.
But
yes.
She's not an official host of the podcast.
Yes.
Except for today. She's yes. here to co-host with
us. Usually more of a silent member of the mm-hmm. team, but today not so silent.
Yes. No, she's going to be yapping it up.
Tasting it up.
And Dana, you've been working with Hungry Girl for how long now?
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure it was 2008 when I started.
What?
Wow.
I know.
You were only four.
I know. It's amazing. That's you guys broke time. Child labor laws yeah. to hire me. So.
I'm kidding. She's kidding.
I'm but older than you think.
You're older than you look.
Because
you look young and great. Anyway, today is an Amazon snacks haul episode. I feel like we always have these Amazon episodes. Is that because there are so many great things on Amazon?
There's a lot. I mean, Amazon's got like millions and millions of products.
Yeah.
So we could probably do one every week.
Probably.
Absolutely. Oh, and the cool thing about on Amazon is there are snacks on Amazon that are really difficult to find mm-hmm. anywhere else. Maybe they're not sold in stores, but it's a great place to just kind of scope through and see what's out there. Yeah.
So true. So before we jump in and start to chew, do we have anything exciting happening?
We do.
Breaking chews.
Who's ready for a new M&M?
Me.
Oh, what's in it now?
Oh, get ready.
Tell me.
M&M's popped caramel. So it's freeze-dried M&M's, and it has a light and crispy crunch. So it's kind of like, I guess they came out with like a popped Skittles. It's kind of like that, but M&M style. And it's only in the caramel flavor and currently is only online in the TikTok shop, but it's hitting stores in January. So it's just a month away. And in case you're wondering, pretty good stats for 1 ounce, which is about 11 pieces. It's 130 calories.
Is it like freeze dried?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
But what about it is popped? Is the chocolate popped? Is the caramel popped?
It looks like the caramel
is
popped.
It's popping open.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's freeze dried. It's like a freeze dried inside. That sounds amazing. Yeah. You don't have them?
No, not because I just saw this yesterday and it's only online, so I didn't have time to order it yet.
I would like one of those, please.
Yeah.
I don't understand it yet.
Could you stop?
But it's
no,
on
probably three or four.
You can order it on the M&M's website and TikTok shop. So
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Ooh. Now watch Dana's like getting her credit card out.
Yeah, no. It looks almost like if the picture is a good representation of the actual texture of the inside. It looks almost like a honeycomb kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Inside.
Like a freeze-dried candy.
Yeah. Or like
the big astronaut ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or what's that malt candy?
Yes.
Whoppers?
Whoppers, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm a freeze-dried candy expert, so I've tried everything freeze-dried.
See,
so to
not.
Me, I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen that 1,000 times.
That old chestnut.
That's
well, maybe yeah, we'll maybe we'll order some and you'll do a little taste test on TikTok or something.
That sounds awesome. Okay, first item up in our test today, in our haul today, I should say, long weekend tomato bisque. Long weekend. So this is a soup that is a just add water situation that you order on Amazon, you mm-hmm. throw it in the microwave, or you just add hot water. Did you microwave it as well?
No, I added, we have a hot water machine, so I added the hot water, but it wasn't hot enough, probably because it's the first time it's been used in a while.
Yep.
So then I heated the water in the microwave for about 30 seconds.
Got it.
So it got to boiling.
Do you see this serving size? Oh, look at this.
Yeah, it looks big. Looks
it's
large. That is a full serving right there.
This whole container. I mean, that's got to be at least a cup and a half.
The fill line is on the outside. Me and Mike were having a hard time finding. We're like,
and be
that's
careful.
Funny.
It's a bit hot. I did spill a little bit on my hand and it was burning. So it's a bit hot.
Wait, so this is a tomato bisque and they have other flavors, but it's gluten-free, vegetarian. You could take it on the go. This sounds like an ideal situation. And Mike is like, boasting that he's best friends with the people that own the company.
He knows a guy.
I saw them at Expo. There were two guys, and I was talking to them for a while, and they were really excited about the product, and they're hoping to get into stores.
Oh, good.
So. It smells so good.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's really flavorful.
That's really good. Okay, yeah. I am super picky when it comes to tomato soup. A lot of them are too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is really nice and has that tomato-y tang to it.
Yeah, how does this tastes homemade.
Yeah.
This doesn't taste like just add water soup. Like,
I don't do the canned tomato soups most of the times and stuff. This is so much better.
Mm-hmm. It's rich. It's not, even though it does have quite a bit of sodium, it's not salty.
No, it doesn't taste.
It tastes like,
sweet.
Like a homemade tomato soup. You're totally right.
It really does.
So this has, and again, you can't compare this to a typical serving of soup because it's so much larger.
Mm-hmm. How many ounces is it?
Well, it's 34 ounces, but then you add how much water?
It's not 34 grams.
It's probably about a cup of water.
Yeah. I think you're getting about a cup and a half of soup.
Yeah.
160 calories, 10 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein. It does have, for those who are wondering, 830 milligrams sodium. But again, if you compare that for a cup and a half, that's really only like six something, you know, that's not too bad.
I really
enjoy that. Some more facts for you. It also comes in, ready for this, one of my favorites, carrot ginger, minestrone, or do you say minestrone?
I say minestrone.
Minestrone.
Oh, we're half and half.
Minestrone.
And then Thai coconut curry. And it is available on Amazon, the brand website, and select retailers. Dana, do you want to tell people, we're going to link them to all of the Amazon links online. Where could they find this information?
If you go and check out what is the official term for
the food cast page?
We just, those of us in the know, call it the jump page, the behind the scenes and everything. But the official food cast page, if you go there, you'll find a whole bunch more information. You'll find handy links. You can get to all of the products and usually link out and even order the products so easily.
Mm-hmm.
I have done the legwork for you. You're welcome.
And that's hungrygirl.com/foodcast. Okay, next up, we are jumping into Good Guys Bakehouse Cheddar Crispy Crackers. Who are these good guys holding giant crackers? Oh. I love the box. It's so cute. These are just crackers. What drew you to these, Mike? Tell me.
The box, I thought, was really nice looking. And then you get a ton. You get 13 of these for 80 calories.
Wait, they're 6 calories each. That's what drew me to them.
But they are kind of thin, which I guess makes sense. But
I just touched 5 of them, so I'm taking all of them.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, these with that soup, please.
Yes, yes.
Do you want more of the soup?
Yes, I want more of the soup.
They're the texture of like an ice cream cone.
Like a waffle cone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, I love these.
Oh, those are amazing.
Yeah.
You know why I love these? They don't have a lot of flavor.
No, very mild.
The cheesiness is, it's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle cheesiness, but like, yes, this, I'm dunking the soup.
It says, I love that it says 6 calories per cracker on the front. Savory wafer biscuits, well described. 20% cheese.
Yeah. It's a UK company. Mm-hmm. It's a UK company. I was poking around trying to find information on it. It looks like they are in stores over there, but over here it's pretty much just these and online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would you guess is the second ingredient? I don't think you'll get it.
I'll take myself out of the running because I haven't looked it up.
At all. Mike, it's something you like a lot.
Peanut butter?
All right, it's not that unsuspecting.
Any better sweat? No, that's gross.
That is disgusting.
Michael.
Erase. I won't delete it for comedy's sake, but I should have deleted it.
It's blue cheese.
Really?
Before cheddar.
Yep.
Wow.
No, I hate blue cheese.
I love blue cheese.
It does give it a bit more of that kind of cheese funk.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of blue cheese, Trader Joe's has a blue cheese potato chip that just came out.
Oh, we gotta try that.
They've had them before and they're incredible.
Oh, okay.
Lisa is shaking her head.
I'm taking myself out of the conversation.
you tried and didn't like it?
No, I just hate blue cheese.
Oh, you hate blue cheese.
But I love these crackers.
These are great.
They don't
taste like blue cheese.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I think that the blue cheese does help to give it a bit of that like cheese funk because it's so concentrated. It's such a concentrated, deeply flavorful cheese. So you really get a little more.
You don't need a lot.
Exactly. You just turn it up to ramp up the funk.
Yeah.
13 pieces for 80 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. This is Good Guys Bakehouse Cheddar Crispy Crackers. And, you know, Amazon, Misfits Market, some other online retailers. And as Dana said, if you're in the UK, you are lucky.
And it's not to be confused with the Good Guys electronics store that no longer exists.
Or the movie The Nice Guys with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
Or Mr. Good Bar, that the candy bar with the peanuts. Okay, next up we have Evil Snacks Crunchy Mushroom Chips. Ooh, first of all, evil? I heard of lesser evil, but I don't know evil snacks.
We went from good guys to evil snacks.
I don't know why these are called evil.
In a surprising turn of events.
Which flavor do you want to start with? We've got sour cream, sriracha lime, and just original.
I would like to start with sour cream.
Actually, I think
please.
The original is umami sea salt.
Yes, umami sea salt is the kind of, the basic one.
Well, let's do the basic one first.
Okay.
So here's what I'm seeing in terms of...
I just love the packaging I'm passing
out. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
It's very classic.
Pop art, like, what do you call that? It says sinfully wholesome, so I think that's where they were going with evil.
That's what we're going with?
Oh, okay.
Right, we're starting with this?
Starting with that. Yes, we are. And what are the, I'm curious to know, like, how many servings might get in that bag?
2 servings.
Okay.
So they're each an ounce. 149 calories a serving.
Okay.
So 300 for the whole bag, basically.
Mm, okay.
But yeah, these are whole oyster mushrooms.
Yeah, they look like chips.
Yeah.
But they are mushrooms.
They are. Yes. They do look like chips. I want to try the sour cream one, but I'm trying this one first. Ooh.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Okay, crunch.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's amazing.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. How can they be this good? They don't taste like mushrooms.
But that's not even the flavored one. Well, like umami.
They don't taste like much. It's all about the crunch.
You know what it tastes exactly like? A Chinese noodle.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this would also be good in the soup.
I believe everything's all about the soup.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe they have a dusting of rice flour.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
So that's what helps to ramp up
the crunch.
It's not like a typical dried vegetable.
Right. They're not freeze-dried mushrooms there.
All right, here's
that's amazing.
Here's the sour cream.
Wait, how much fat is in them?
Yeah, they are not as low as, say, a dried vegetable. Right. So just to give the overview, an ounce has about 146 calories, 9 grams of fat.
Oh, okay. So it's like
that's why they taste so good.
Yeah. But they're
a little
they're
healthier.
They're better for you,
Because mushrooms,
Oh.
And they're vegan, and they're, oh my god, I can't wait for
That's the winner right now.
Oh, yep. What does that taste like to you?
Sour cream.
It's so reminiscent of a snack food.
I have a suggestion.
What?
Funyuns.
Oh, I was going to go with Sun Chips.
Actually, the sour cream and onion Fun Chips, they weren't my go-to. I have so many other, like,
it's
harvest
funny.
Salsa for me.
They taste just like any, like, sour cream and onion chip without the onion.
Like, the onion is mild. Mm.
That's amazing.
Here's sriracha lime.
Oh, I'm excited for these.
Yeah.
That's the thing about me. I like the weird stuff. Like, you give me the weird flavors.
Yeah.
Wasn't that sour cream and onion or just sour cream?
Just sour cream.
It's interesting flavor.
But I think there was onion powder in it from what I saw.
It's so weird that they call it that. Anyway.
Maybe they said, like, this isn't onion.
Yeah, onion powder.
Enough to call it onion.
Onion powder was, like, the very last of the actual ingredients of, like, food.
Sriracha lime is delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mild, like not over the top.
Very mild.
It's spiced, but not spicy.
I will say, because I love mushrooms, this is quite heavily coated. It's not light. I wouldn't call it lightly coated.
Yeah. It's like borderline battered.
Yeah. Borderline battered.
Yeah.
So that's the name of our next cover band.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So that was Evil Snacks Crunchy Mushroom Chips, vegan, gluten-free, available from Amazon, the brand website, and select retailers.
Wow. I would totally buy those.
Yeah.
I'm loving this haul already. I love savory.
Yay. Good job, Mike.
Ah, already getting the kudos. I love it.
Kudos. All right. Is this all savory? Is this whole haul savory?
Oh, no. They're sweets.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. He's building up to them.
Okay. Yeah. Next up, we have Geem Korean seaweed chips. Oh. You know I love seaweed snacks.
And it came with a card with
a postcard
about the family and everything.
Aww. Is this the Geem people?
I guess so.
A tale as old as time. My parents moved from Korea in hopes of a better life for us. Oh, they're so cute.
I like that they included pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like the funky
font. Yeah, it's
font.
Really sweet.
Adorable.
Family company.
Yeah.
I wonder if these are anything like those seaweed chips that I'm obsessed with.
So we've got 3 flavors to choose. What do you want to start with? Spicy, sweet, or salty?
Let's start with spicy. Oh, wow. No, that was dumb. let's start with salty. Salty.
Yeah. Work yes. We'll work yes. our way up.
Lisa, we tried a snack like this. I think it was from Costco, and we liked everything about the texture, but it tasted like
is that
ocean.
It's on my Dana's desk. Oh, yeah. It is yeah. literally on my desk right
it's
now.
And we were
you.
Like, if only it wasn't ocean flavor.
Yeah.
By the
yeah.
way, did you see the way I froze like Cindy Brady looking at the light in that episode of the Brady Bunch? Am I speaking to people who don't know the Brady Bunch?
No.
I like got scared when I had to answer the question. It was a very famous episode.
Wait a minute. Attention.
This looks exactly like that snack.
What was the flavor of that snack?
I can literally go get them off of my desk
it
right
was,
now.
It was weird.
It was
not
fish.
Wasabi.
It was. Oh. There was something that I know, like that really applied. It really appealed to me, but you guys yeah. weren't into it. But I was like,
anchovy.
Anchovy. That's what it was. Yeah. So right. it's like now with more ocean.
This
kind
tastes
of.
Like sweet ocean, which I love.
And that's the salty.
I love it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
I imagine yeah. how the sweet's going to be. Let's try it.
And I see the oceaniness is just like seaweed
right.
oceaniness.
Yeah, not like bad ocean.
Mm-hmm. I want to point something out. So many of the snacks we've tried are like healthy-ish, but then quite high in fat, some sort of added situation. Mm-hmm. This says baked without oils. Mm-hmm. So these are very light. You get this entire bag for 70 calories, 1 gram of fat. And very low sodium, 170, and that's the salty variety.
Wait, and this was supposed to be sweet, and it tastes less sweet.
That's weird. Here, check it out.
Lisa, how would you describe like the layered situation? Like, what is happening here? What is this seaweed chip?
I mean, it looks like two layers of seaweed with, what is the crunch in the middle?
I think like, it seems think like sesame seeds, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Rice? Brown rice.
I believe it's rice.
Yeah.
Oh, brown rice and sesame seeds.
And what's the sweet in this one? It's brown rice syrup and sugar.
It is sweet. If I had not tried the other one, I wouldn't be aware of how less sweet it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
All right. Let's
try spicy.
Yes.
I bet it's
really
not spicy.
Like this snack.
I bet it's not spicy.
So far for me, if you're somebody that likes high volume snacks, low calorie, you're looking for ways, you know, if you're a calorie counter, I feel like this is so far is the snack.
This is the one.
Yeah. Seaweed is always
because I feel like some of the seaweed snacks, though, out there, I feel like you're eating them and your hands are covered in oil at the end.
Mm-hmm. Not these.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's spicy at the
it
end.
It is spicy.
Yeah, it hits you.
You have to like spicy to like that.
Is this an extra water?
It's not mine. Go
I
for
brought,
it.
I think brought two for me.
Oh, but it does have immunity waters. To it.
I brought two for me because I thought that I'd need. Okay. No, you drink it. We'll get 100%. Take that.
That's a legit
don't
little
we even
pack.
Have water here?
Yeah. I got a whole case of water from Costco.
Oh, yeah. You're the man.
So on the bread, you might also see these referred to as Seize the Day. Good name. It's S-E-A-S.
The variety pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to include that.
Yeah.
Come on. I love a good pun.
That's so
Seize
cute.
The Day variety pack.
Yeah.
Gotta love those geems.
Yeah. Geem Korean Seaweed Snack. Is that their last name?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or I wonder if it means something.
Yeah. Look, there. Wait, Dana, here's the other pen. The other pun. Leave us a review. You'd really kelp us out.
Hey.
Oh, that's great.
They're cute.
So that was Geem Korean Seaweed Chips, Amazon brand website, and select retailers.
Coming up next, sun-baked snacks, popped corn crisps. This sounds like sun chips, but it's like pop chips.
Yep.
Sun-baked.
Oh, I actually thought it was going to be sun chips, but...
And there are three different. There's original barbecue, sour cream and onion, and Mexican-style street corn.
Ooh, Mexican street corn.
Should we start
Let's
with
start
that?
With
That's
that.
Probably going to be the best.
Oh,
who would have seen this flavor coming?
I feel like I just had a brain fart there. Like, too many things just trying to get out of my brain, and you saw it in action.
These are ideal for dipping and layering. Mm-hmm. They're, like, bowl-shaped.
Mm. Yeah, they're, like, they're part, like, tortilla chip and part pop chip.
Yeah.
It's I like that.
They're thinner and they've got a more substantial crunch than a pop chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're denser but thinner.
Yeah.
Yes,
thin and dense.
Should we go original barbecue?
Yes,
like Dana.
I was gonna say it if you didn't.
That is funny.
All right, original barbecue.
I really like the texture.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
I hope the barbecue is
barbecue.
A little sweet.
I want to look at the stats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is middle of the road. We've seen some snacks so far that are potato chip stats, some that are very low. This is 1 ounce, 120 calories, 4 grams of fat.
Also, the Mexican street corn flavor, that does have a definite little kick to it as well.
Yeah, it did. Really
and this
nice.
One's a little lighter.
I like it. That's really good.
Yeah, these are baked.
Baked, not fried.
Yep.
And then sour cream and onion.
Ooh.
I'm like filling up. This is a very like sad, a very hearty haul.
I think that shows us that savory is more filling than sweet. Mm-hmm. I think sweet makes you hungrier and savory satisfies.
Lisa, I was worried I was going to not have, like, I was like, oh no, I need to pack a lunch because I'm going to be here for a while. I may have misjudged.
Maybe. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh no, I forgot to eat.
Did you pack a lunch?
No, I did not. No. I packed a snack.
I'm like, I'll just raid the kitchen. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh.
These are delicious.
That's like a sweet sour cream and onion.
I don't know which one I like the best.
Oh, that's got a lot of good, like, that nuance to it, right?
I taste the sour cream.
Mm-hmm. That was wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe that's
very
my favorite
impressive.
One.
Very impressive.
Sun-baked.
It's almost got like a roasted onion, like a caramelized onion kind of note to it.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. These are available Amazon, the brand website, QVC, and other online retailers. Sun-baked snacks, popped corn crisps.
QVC. Wow. I didn't know they sold food.
QVC, yes, they do. Every once in a while I'll be doing research and I will see weird stuff popping up on QVC that you would not expect. I feel like they are branching out, not just what we think of as QVC type stuff. But online sales.
They were the first Amazon, kind of.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I got to say, that was one of my favorite memories, Lisa. Do you remember like your QVC days selling a book?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah,
when
right?
You say you didn't. I mean, they sell tons of food because they do a lot of like what Goldbelly does.
Oh, that's right.
But the weirdest thing, I remember one time I was there, the segment before me was like boxes of Kind bars.
Oh.
And I was like, who's going to buy Kind bars on QVC when you can buy them at the gas station or anywhere? They sold 10,000.
Oh, my gosh. Was Daniel there selling them? Daniel Lipitsky?
No, I don't know. I don't remember who was selling them, but.
Another one of your close personal friends?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, who was really going to buy Kind bars? They sold thousands.
It's the urgency you feel. They're like, they're going to sell out. 9,000 gone.
I just need to throw back to Geem because Geem has another pun on their about page, which is a legacy. That's legacy, but it's lega and then it has sea like the ocean.
They had fun.
They commit to a pun and I appreciate it.
Okay, next up we have Fiji Fig and Nut Bites. All right, they're fig and walnut and almond pairings. They're like little like squares.
Yeah, these are, and they're big.
They look like sahale snacks or something.
They're
huge.
Oh, wow. Big.
Wait a minute.
I thought these were going to be like tiny bites.
Well, you get they're not really. I'm peeking at the stats. They're like mini snack bars.
Yeah, they're almost like the energy ball type of.
Yeah, except
things.
Cubed. They're energy cubes.
Energy cubes.
So the only ingredients are nuts and figs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's going to be like the center of a Fig Newton, isn't it?
It's like you took the insides of a Fig Newton and let your child play with it like clay and add nuts in the middle of it.
I love these. And it's
really good.
Two bites, 170. So one bite, what's that, 95, 85?
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
For you.
If you're like, I need stuff in my system. I need like dense nourishment.
Yeah, it's the opposite of a high volume snack.
Yes, exactly.
But low delicious.
Volume. Low volume.
But I look at this as like.
Can I see the package again?
After dinner, when I need like that something sweet, but I'm full, boom.
It is high in fiber. No added sugars because, again, it is just fig and nuts. Yeah. I love a simple snack. 170 calories for two of them. 8 grams of fat. Quite a lot of sugar, but again, it is no added sugar.
Yeah, it's all
so
fruit.
It's 19 grams of sugar, but all from the fruit.
Now, this is the kind of thing that I would grab as I'm running to my car because I realize I haven't had anything to eat, and I don't want to get like low blood sugar while I'm out and about.
You may be going home with quite a few of these.
Hey, there we go.
So that was, is it Fiji, do we think? Fiji? Fig and nut?
Fiji, because fig... I don't know.
Yeah, Fitchy. Fitchy Fig and Nut Bites. They are available at Amazon, the brand's website, other online retailers, and some Costco stores.
Hmm. Oh, next up we have something from our friends at Wonderful. Wonderful Sweet Cinnamon Pistachios. I'm excited. This is a limited edition pistachio.
Yeah.
I find pistachios without shells to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to try these.
I love pistachios. My second favorite nut.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Really? What's your first?
Cashew.
Me too.
It would be peanut, but it's not a nut.
It's a legume. This is delish. These are great.
Oh, yeah.
I want to like bake with these.
They're not too sweet, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're like coated like some like honey roasted peanuts and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And the sugar is actually quite low considering. It's only 3 grams of sugar, less than one of which is added sugar. Where's the rest of the sugar coming from?
Hmm. I don't know.
It's interesting.
You know, sometimes these can be so heavily coated, but this is, I mean, a quarter cup is 170 calories, 13 grams of fat, 3 grams of sugar. Pretty reasonable, if you ask me. Limited edition, wonderful, sweet cinnamon, no shells. I guess we don't have a lot to say about that. Huh?
It's like, put them out at like a holiday party for little snackies.
Yeah. I put them in yogurt.
I would use them in recipes. Yeah.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
Available online from Amazon and in store at retailers nationwide.
Wow.
Okay, next up, Junkless Chewy Granola Bars. I love the name Junkless. And we have four flavors. We have all four flavors?
All four.
Whoa.
You went overboard, Mike. You're trying to kill us.
When you buy on Amazon, you kind of got to buy
that's
the variety.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the
variety.
You can't just get one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we have chocolate chip, PB chocolate chip, cinnamon roll, and strawberry.
Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with PB chocolate chip. Because I know Mike is really
is everybody getting
about
one,
that.
Or are you going to split it up?
Well, we should. Do we have a knife? We can cut.
Mike, we have four right more to go through. We're definitely split.
Yeah. We're each going to eat a full bar of every flavor.
Four full granola bars or no deal.
All right. Let's see. How can I do? Let me.
Well, maybe just break off the piece that you touch.
Yeah, I'll break off a piece.
Okay,
break off.
Fair. Keep it easy. Danke.
Okay. We have this looks like a chewy granola bar, like a Quaker chewy granola bar.
The density is already impressive.
Mm-hmm. But there's no junk in these, you know.
No.
Yeah. Deliciously,
if you were wondering.
34% less sugar than the average.
The texture reminds me of do you remember the Trader Joe's little like squares with the chocolate on top? The peanut butter chocolate squares with the rice.
But that's only better to me.
Yeah, the texture reminds me of that. And because I love that texture.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
So the wholesome side of it is 100% whole grain oats, natural peanut butter, dark chocolate chips, no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils, just the good stuff.
That goes in my backpack when we go on a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's perfect for traveling.
Yeah. 130 calories. Pretty nice for a snack bar like this.
Wait,
5 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein.
They have a million flavors, too. Yeah. Like other flavors we don't have.
Which one do you want to do next?
I really want some of the ones we don't have.
I know, right? Those ones look so good.
Let's do cinnamon roll.
I knew you were going to say that.
The other flavors are birthday cake, drizzled, double chocolate, and berries and cream, which is also drizzled. And this brand makes protein bars, because these are not quite protein bars. They're more like snack bars.
I think these were like, what was I just going to say?
Nobody knows. Remember.
These are good for kids.
I think that this was the only one that you can get as a variety pack, these flavors, and everything else was individually.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cinnamon roll.
That's nice.
Yum.
Okay.
Not overly cinnamony.
It's also not overly
mild.
Sweet.
I really think kids would love these. But also moms.
This feels like it should be at Walmart and Target,
right?
I mean, I'm sure that's the goal, but this would be... Yeah. Well, it does say retailers nationwide. Yeah,
it's
Amazon.
I feel like I've seen Junkless. Do they make a Pop-Tart kind of knockoff? I feel like I've seen them at Target.
Do they?
With something like that.
I so.
Did not see them on
Maybe
those.
Not.
It might be a different company.
Else. Yeah.
Strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry. I love the box, too.
Yeah, this is one of those brands that's getting out there now.
Good font.
Yeah, great font. These are just, I love these bars.
Hey, speaking of fonts, is anyone watching the new Claire Danes show, The Beast in Me?
I've heard it's the best thing in the entire
I haven't
world.
Even heard about
so
this
good.
One. What
it's really good, but it has the best title treatment because it does this like really cool thing with the fonts. I nerd out over it.
I'm about to start that show.
It's so good.
Okay.
You guys have to finish the morning show.
I know.
Did you finish?
Yes.
Wait,
okay, so you're fully up to date.
Yes.
We're two behind.
Did you?
Yes.
Ugh.
We're two
we
behind.
Can't talk.
I know, but like.
Oh my
God. I'm saying it with my eyes.
Stop. Stop.
I'm not saying anything.
Your eyes tell the story.
Anyways, back to the Claire Danes show. So the co-star is Matthew Reese, who was in The Americans.
Oh, yeah, I like
he's
him.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's really good.
Really good. And obviously Claire Danes is unbelievable.
I love her.
Is that on Netflix? I think I saw a promo for
it
the
Netflix.
Other day. Yeah,
and,
okay.
And we've been through 3 episodes now, and I've counted 12 chin quivers.
She is the queen of chin quivers.
She is.
Yeah.
Nobody ugly cries like Claire Danes. Like, the only one who comes close is Florence Pugh.
Oh, yeah.
Not super familiar with her crying.
Okay, if you want to be scarred, watch Midsommar.
Hold on. We just You realize we didn't even talk about the strawberry.
I know.
It's not terrific.
I'm like, he's opening the chocolate chip. We haven't even talked about
the strawberry. Is my least favorite so far.
Yeah, the strawberry is my least favorite so far also, but it's still good.
It tastes like strawberry, but I'm like, I didn't get any strawberry bits. Are there strawberry bits in yours?
I didn't see any.
Strawberry scented.
It's like, it smells like a candle. It's got the candle. It's got the strawberry candle thing going on. I wish there was the tartness of berry. Mm-hmm. I feel like some freeze-dried berries in there would have gone a long way.
They can all be hits.
This is chocolate chip.
I like that a lot.
You could tell that the food wasn't remarkable if you just blow past the entire tasting.
Right.
And talk about other stuff.
I would say
chocolate chips. Yeah, that's a
chocolate
standard.
Chocolate chip is solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter chocolate chip was the superior one, I would say. But obviously,
I'm strawberry.
Biased.
Good stuff, though, overall. Junkless, chewy granola bars. Amazon, brand website, Thrive Market, in stores.
I would purchase those.
Oh, Lisa, do you know what I just learned?
What?
Do you know how this is the penultimate?
Yes.
So I started following Merriam-Webster Dictionary on Facebook. I already followed them on TikTok, but Facebook is different. There's like words for like the third to last and the fourth to last. It's not just penultimate.
Wow. Well, this is the third to last.
Yeah,
actually.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have on.
Let me just find out what that word is.
Find that word. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you what this unnamed word of an item is. It's Chips Ahoy Baked Bites.
It's so good. Sorry.
What's the word?
It's the anti-penultimate.
Wow.
That's not a word we need. Sorry.
I feel like that's a very like lazy way of calling
it. It's A-N-T-E. Yeah. It's not anti. It's ant.
Like the antechamber of a room. It comes before the penultimate.
Guess what comes before that? Come on, you can do it. What comes before the anti-penultimate?
The penultimate anti-penultimate?
The pre-anti-penultimate.
Oh, I was like trying to find another another prefix to add on to that. Yes,
prefix.
I love it.
That makes sense, though. All right, we are moving on to Chips Ahoy Baked Bites. These are blondie bites. Wow, these don't look healthy in any way. But they look delicious.
They are portion controlled.
Here's why I did it.
Yeah.
It's 5 bites. One pack, 170 calories. It's a little bit more than what you're used to, but you could just have 3 bites instead of 5 bites.
You could.
You could also sprinkle protein powder on them and suffer through it and get 20 grams of protein.
Yeah, I could also become best friends with Beyonce. It's a crazy world out there. A lot of things could happen.
Or you could crumble it up into a yogurt.
I see. That's what I'm thinking.
2 bites.
I would go all 5 bites in my yogurt and stuff and make like the best parfait.
Yeah.
That's delicious. Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for it. It's a Chips Ahoy snack, but it is portion controlled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for kids, I think.
Imagine if you layered up with a yogurt and stuff and like bananas and strawberries. Ooh. It would almost be like a banana split kind of type
of
thing.
That's delicious.
Yeah. Very cool.
I love Chips Ahoy.
170 calories, 7 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. It's 13 grams of sugar. Chips Ahoy Baked Bites Blondie.
It's got the texture that reminds me of like the chewy Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the better. Nice,
yes, they are.
Yeah. Superior. Yes, do you like a crispy, Lisa?
No.
Oh, you prefer chewy.
I hate crispy cookies.
Yeah, same.
I do.
Same.
I really don't like them.
Yeah.
But the ones I have at home with the Reese's, they're chewy.
Well, I think a crispy Chips Ahoy with like a layer of ice cream, like if you made an ice cream
like
sandwich.
A Chipwich.
Yes. Mm. Oh, me trying to reverse engineer a Chipwich.
All right, next we have, and this is the penultimate, Genius Gourmet Skippy Peanut Butter Flavored Crispy Protein Bars. Wow, this product was designed for my
right.
Food. It was. Yeah, basically.
May I see the bag? Because this is Skippy, which sounds like it's going to be.
Well, so Skippy, it's not a Skippy brand. It's Genius Gourmet, but they're partnering with Skippy.
Okay. Because
like a co-branded type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring it up is there's only 3 grams of sugar. No, wait. It says 0 grams added sugar, but on the back it says 2 grams added sugar.
What is it sweetened with? First of all, I think this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's
like
fantastic.
The outside says 3 grams sugar.
Wow.
It's only 140 calories.
Wow.
Wait, let's talk about this.
That is amazing. Yeah.
And it has 12 grams of protein?
Yeah.
I'm taking that box home.
Take it.
We're fighting.
Oh.
No, you can have it. I mean, there's
texture.
There's about 15
them.
In there, so we can
split them. Yeah.
Lisa, can you describe for us like what type of bar this is?
Yes. Okay. So it is a square. And it's sort of like a Rice Krispie treat, but not quite, because it's not stretchy or gooey. And the rice are little balls.
Yeah.
Instead of like rice shaped.
Yeah.
But very similar. And there is a coating. So it's like a peanut butter coating on the bottom and a peanut butter drizzle on the top.
Yeah. Yeah. And the
smart
coating.
Smart use of peanut butter.
Yes. Yeah.
Very.
The coating is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
But the texture is really what blows me away because it's really delicate. Mm-hmm. Like, I love a chewy bar, don't get me wrong, but this is really, it's very soft. The crunch is delicate. Chew is delicate.
It's as crispy as it is chewy.
Yes, it is.
I also think, these macros, we're talking 140 calories, which is quite low, and 12 grams of protein, which is quite high.
That's crazy.
Only 3 grams of sugar.
What is it sweetened with? There's got to be like a fake sweetener in there.
Okay, we've got the protein blend.
There is a fake sweetener. Don't ruin this for me.
Yeah.
No, it's stevia.
Oh, I love stevia.
Sugar, stevia. I don't know what this is. Dana, maybe you will.
What you got?
Fructosaccharides.
Oh, the fructooligosaccharides. Yes. It's a very common, it's a naturally derived.
Is it a sugar alcohol?
I don't think it's a sugar alcohol, but it might be.
Is it like fructose?
No.
But either way, this is very low
sugar. They use it in a lot of the low sugar candies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it always stands out to me because I find that some of the low sugar gummies that have it in there stick to my teeth really badly. Yeah. And that's why it stands out in my mind.
Talk a little about Genius Gourmet. What else do they do?
Let's find out.
Or what other flavor bars do they have if they're not partnering with Skippy?
Okay. They have drinks. They have a sparkling protein drink with 30 grams of protein and zero sugar.
Wow.
That is interesting. 130 calories, though. Interesting. Okay, so that's their drink situation. Snacks. We've got the protein bars, which there's a nut roll. There's a wafer. Ooh. All of them are with Skippy. Oh my gosh, there's so much, Lisa.
There are a bunch of the Skippy co-branded ones, but in terms of other crispy protein treats, they got a vanilla dream, they got a salted caramel, they got a peanut butter chocolate, kind of simple basic flavors.
Oh wow, I love all of those.
But like you were saying with the other co-branded Skippies, the nut roll that looks kind of like a payday?
What was that? Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a
protein payday.
Wow.
Right?
I love that. Uh-huh. Mike, that's right up your alley.
Yeah.
So payday is one of my favorite things.
With your favorite legume. They also have cookie bites. They have protein puffs. They're really going all in. Genius Gourmet, if you're listening, please send us more items.
Yeah. Where are they located?
They also have swag. Let's see. Oh, wow. This is some of the most attractive swag I've ever seen.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene.
But that's the manufacturer. It's a product of Canada. So it's a Canadian company.
Canadian.
Genius Gourmet on Amazon, the brand website, and other online retailers.
Okay. And finally, we have Re-Up Protein Smoothie.
Yes. I have to go get them. So I'm going to give you guys a topic to talk amongst yourselves. I've thought about this very well, thoroughly.
Well, now I'm scared.
The very easy one. What was your go-to snack when you were a kid? Talk amongst yourselves.
Is a great one because Dana, didn't you spend a lot of time in Hong Kong?
I lived in Hong Kong from when I was about 11 to when I was 14.
Okay.
So I feel like my snackability, I changed a lot of snacks over the years. But one thing that stands out to me, there was a little shop right outside my school when I was in Hong Kong that... You would not expect this at all. It had really good sun-dried tomato focaccia.
Wow.
That for some reason, all of us were obsessed
with. That's such a Dana snack, Lisa. Lisa, what was yours?
I like frozen Weaver's chicken.
I knew you were going to say that. I was pulling from my Lisa memory.
That was my favorite thing, and I would like it so much that I wouldn't even wait for it to be cooked.
I heard hearing about that.
All right, I'll give you mine real quick.
That truly happened.
I loved what I would call a kitchen sink sundae. Which was just, I would take ice cream out of the fridge and I would go into the pantry and you name it. I mean, I would put peanut butter, jelly, those baking wafer chips. It was just nuts. Whatever was in the pantry went on my ice cream sundae.
I didn't hear what Dana said, but it feels like everyone was kind of healthy and mine is not. So.
Mine was fried chicken. Yeah. A kitchen sink sundae.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't.
The first thing that I thought of was a sun-dried tomato focaccia that I like in my teen years, but also thinking about listen, I was a big fan of taking Ritz crackers, putting shredded cheese on them, and putting them in the microwave.
No,
like,
that's really good. Yeah, yeah.
This is interesting because we've frozen this a little bit. Yeah. I feel like the texture is going to be unintended.
I'm kind of mushing around.
I can't get to it.
It like was kind of frozen up by the top, and so I kind of mushed it down.
Oh, okay.
I can't get this.
The ingredients are so interesting.
That didn't take long at all to freeze.
No added sugar.
When did you put it in?
To like 15 minutes ago.
Wow.
It's not coming out. I can't get it.
Let's use scissors.
These.
Yeah, here. Everybody.
This is crazy.
Right, I'll pass around the scissors.
Poking.
I think that there's, I don't think it's a, that they're frozen. I just think that
it's like frozen right by the,
there's something
the nozzle.
Blow hot air on it.
The little schnoz is frozen.
We're being pumped.
I just took it out.
Wait, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, here we go. I'm like stabbing my...
I'm determined.
Okay.
I don't know. This is like baby food.
Wait, nope.
Ew.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh.
This is very, very bad.
There's no sweetener in it, and it needs it.
Oh, no.
This
like,
is,
even with all that fruit?
No, this is what you give babies before they've had food, and they don't know it's terrible.
But it's marketed to adults.
I like it. I like it.
It's supposed to be apple pie, so that's why there's an overload of cinnamon. But it's supposed to be for adults. It's supposed to be like an on-the-go smoothie that you just pop in.
Oh, it's so awful and powdery.
Dana, please, please, Dana, join me on this. I think it's awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
it's got collagen and protein.
It's not bad.
I don't think love it's terrible. It. To me, it's like a thicker applesauce.
Mm-hmm. It is. It has the applesaucy type of thing. It has a little tanginess. It has this like a cinnamoniness also going on.
I think the issue that Lisa and I are having is we had it after we had this amazing peanut butter bar thing. And
maybe.
Nothing. Yeah.
That
the
is
flavor
so
isn't bad. It's just the texture to me that's terrible.
See, well, okay. We got to be honest, though. This is not the intended texture because we have frozen it slightly.
Let's try try one that's.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a room temp, which is also not the intended.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm also not crazy.
Why don't we
put it on a.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind putting it in the ramekin or whatever that's called. Yeah. Not a ramekin.
Give it a fair shake.
Water dispenser cup.
I just think it's cool. And I like it kind of frozen. It reminds me of like it's like yogurt that you would freeze.
Yeah.
Like Go-Gurt.
Oh. You'd
I got I'm into mine.
There we go.
Oh,
I don't like it like this.
Oh, it's I'm not gonna that's gonna be slimy.
It's not good.
I don't want it.
Let me try.
Thank you.
Let me try.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take it.
Yeah. I liked it half frozen. I do not like it room temp.
I feel like this is the kind of thing I would again
I'm gonna get it out.
Enjoy in grab it and eat in the car as I'm heading somewhere.
I would give it to somebody I hated.
Wait a second.
I like it better room temperature.
Really?
Yeah. Opposites attract.
I'm like stuck on the texture. The flavor is not bad. If it was like a fruit chew, that flavor, I would like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it just needs a little bit of sugar. I know the whole point is there's no sugar, but it needs just a little bit.
It's perfectly sweet.
I think the flavor is fine. Yeah.
I like
the flavor. I am okay with
the
flavor.
It's the chalkiness that's getting
me. This is a divisive process.
It really is.
Yeah. I also, I really love that it's got like the antioxidants. It's got the mushrooms, the lion's mane mushroom in it. It's got the collagen. It's 19 different amino acids.
Yeah. If you know what, if we're thinking of it as a supplement.
Yes.
Then it's okay, I guess.
If I am trying to put nutrition into my body as I am driving down the 101, this will do it for
me. Very specific eating occasion.
Exactly.
I was going to say, that's in their marketing campaign, Dana.
405, never. 101.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
Yeah. Well, with that interesting review, re-up 12-gram protein smoothie. It's on Amazon, the brand website, and other online retailers.
It's time to rate.
Time to rate. Dana, would you like to do the honors?
What? Read them out?
Yeah, so you go through them for Lisa's
ratings. I'm like, which honors? Oh, yes, going through the list. All right, Lisa, here we go. Long weekend tomato bisque. What'd you think?
I'm giving it a 10.
Yes. Yeah.
They were just perfect.
I agree with this rating.
Yeah, just shock. The shock value alone, how surprisingly amazing it was.
Yeah. Yep. And the packaging's really, really good too. Like really bright and...
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's stylish.
Yeah.
Makes you happy. Good Guys Bakehouse Cheddar Crispy Crackers.
I really enjoyed those. I'm going to give those an 8.5.
Nice.
Solid. Very solid.
Very solid. Evil Snacks Crunchy Mushroom Chips.
That's a tough one. Yeah. The flavor was so good.
So good.
Nine.
Yeah.
Valid.
I'm giving them a 9. Mm-hmm. I would have taken a half point off because they're not quite as healthy as I want mm-hmm. them to be, but they just taste amazing.
They taste so good.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Geem Korean seaweed chips.
I love them and the cuteness of their family. They get an 8.5.
Aww. I think that 0.5 came from the puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. 8.75.
Oh, wow.
8. Extra points for puns. Yeah. sun-baked snacks, popped corn crisps in the barbecue and the Mexican-style street corn and the sour cream and onion.
Those, I'm giving a 9 also. Like, yes. I really, this is a good episode, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, the sour cream and onion.
Yes. No, it's Dana. It's her influence.
I'm
a good luck charm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fishy or however we're saying this, fig and nut bites.
I didn't love those as much as the rest of the crowd, probably. I'm giving those a 7.5.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you think you will like them, you will very much like them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that they taste excellent to say.
Yeah, they taste exactly the way you think they're going to mm-hmm. taste.
Right.
Wonderful. Sweet cinnamon pistachios.
Those are a solid 8.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Junkless chewy granola bars. Do you want to rate the different flavors differently?
No, I think I'm going to collectively say they deserve a 9.
On average? Okay.
If the strawberry wasn't in there, probably a 10, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Or a 9.5.
But also on the potential of those other flavors, which look really mm-hmm, good.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Factors. I say solid 9. I'm a All big right. fan.
Chips Ahoy Baked Bites Blondie.
I'm going to give those an 8.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them an 8. They're good. They're great. I mean, but they're just like kid snacks. Mm-hmm. They're cookies. They're blondies.
Mm-hmm. Our beloved Genius Gourmet Skippy Peanut Butter Flavored Crispy Peanut Butter Protein Bars.
I'm giving that a 10.
Yeah. Wow.
I was just impressed with the flavor and the macros. I just loved them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got it all.
Well executed snack. It makes me really feel like I'm going to like that. Like that was a thoughtfully developed product.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Agree.
And finally, re-up 12G protein smoothie.
That's a tough one. Because I like you guys.
I know.
I'm giving it a 6.5.
It's your rating. It's not our rating. It's your rating.
She does factor.
I do factor it in, but like I would have given it even lower. But I get it. You know, a 6.5 only because people might expect it to be something that it's not, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But you guys liked it. So
that was the best thing ever.
Oh my God, Jamie. I always knew Jamie's taste buds were a little odd.
They are. But you know what? I recognize it. Like, I agree with you that a lot of people will respond the way you did.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I know I'm weird. So it's not as weird if you recognize your weirdness.
Right. No, no,
right,
no.
Right, Dana?
Yes.
Sometimes yes, I indeed. Have snacks and I say, I love this, but 90% of the population will not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Agreed.
Absolutely. What an episode.
It was fun.
Guess, all right. One last thing, Dana, you get to do.
Okay.
You get to tell people what they have to do to win a prize.
Ooh. Okay.
Rubs hands together maniacally.
Oh, okay. I would like people to text Mike and if they have any, like, text us, what's your favorite snack?
Oh, that's good.
Like, what do you think we're sleeping on? Mm-hmm. What are we missing?
Yeah.
Like, text us your favorite snacks.
Yeah, 805-380-8075.
And when you do that, you're going to win a prize.
Yeah.
What are they going to win?
Well, not all of you.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
You're right. You might win a prize. I forgot. I left out one word.
Well,
you could win a prize.
Since this is the penultimate episode of the year.
Oh.
Why don't we give them like a book?
Yeah. The last book. Not the last book, but the one before.
The penultimate.
Yeah, it's not the penultimate because we have one coming out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, not yet.
So the penultimate would be Simply Comfort?
Yes. They win Simply Comfort.
That's a big old book.
That's a great book.
It's a good book. Half air fryer recipes, mm-hmm. half slow cooker mm-hmm. recipes. Very and useful. Information. If you don't have either of those devices, you can still use the cookbook.
Yes.
Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, look at us.
Wow.
Look at us.
We're just the best. But what a mess this table is.
Yeah. Delicious mess.
But I got three people to help me clean it up today.
Hey, so. Yeah.
All right. What's the last episode of the year? What are we doing?
The best finds of the year.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, all top tens. There's been quite a few. What I can find. Sometimes we can't mm-hmm. find things that were seasonal or limited edition. Yeah. So, but it'll be the top finds of the year.
Top finds, and they're all rated 10.
All rated 10.
Wow. Okay. Can't wait.
All hits, no skips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope I still rate them a 10. I'm always nervous. I'm like, this is not so good.
No, I feel like you're more likely to go the other direction. Sometimes you rate lower and then you try them again. And I feel like you rarely go down.
Maybe I'll throw in something that got like a 6 or 7.
Just to throw me off.
You're like, wait a second.
You sneaky, sneaky thing.
He's a sneaky man.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And Dana, thank you for being our special guest here at Hungryland.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Come back and visit us again. All right, I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew.